And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Live at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are heading to Columbia today to the South Carolina State Museum. So you are really in for a treat. And I actually have Tut Underwood, who is, of course, one of the directors down there at the State Museum. How you doing today, Tut?
I'm doing great, Ann. I hope you are.
Very good, very good. How is it down there at the State Museum today?
Oh, it's fine. It's a little warm, but you know that South Carolina in the summertime, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's nice and cool inside, though, so everybody that comes to the State Museum is going to have a great time and be comfortable while doing it, too.
Absolutely. So, you know, this Titanic exhibit that you scored, tell us, what is the biggest thing that I'm going to see there that you think is the most awesome thing there?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many things, you know, just they're very personal items, you know, of people, wallets, and there's a suit that was almost perfectly preserved. And the interesting thing is, Ann, that while the style is different from today, the pattern is very common. Matter of fact, I have a suit that's made out of that same pattern. And, I don't know, that we've got an iceberg people can touch. And one of the most interesting things, I think, is a couple of perfume vials. They were found in a perfume sample kit that a salesman, perfume salesman, was going to New York to sell his wares, and he made it. He survived the Titanic sinking, but his perfumes were lost. Well, they found them, and now they have them in a case, and you can actually stick your nose up to some holes in the case and smell the perfume after 100 years.
It still smells like perfume?
It still does. I'm sure it doesn't smell like it did 100 years ago, but you can still smell it, and it's quite remarkable.
That is quite remarkable. You know, when you think about it, that all this stuff was underneath water for all this time. We always think of things breaking down. It is amazing that that they haven't.
That's right. There was a number of things that haven't. Of course, some things did. One of the interesting things, too, is a whole bunch of au gratin dishes from the kitchen. They were lined up on the bottom of the ocean, and they're in the display as they were found, just lined up neatly stacked because apparently they were in a wooden box, a wooden crate stacked together, and the box, the wood, actually did disintegrate and break up. But porcelain, that's it,
right.
Dishes themselves, they just settled right into the sand slowly as the box disintegrated, and others lined up neatly, stacked neatly in the sand as if they were deliberately put there that way.
Well, you know, do they also have the live view of them working at the Titanic?
There is some video,
okay.
And you can see that, and I think there is a bit of the submarine and the robot going down there to retrieve some of the artifacts, yes. And all these things, by the way, were found in the debris field that is scattered around the Titanic on the bottom of the ocean. They never went inside the ship itself because they felt like that was a graveyard, a memorial, sort of like the USS Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And so they have let that on. But they have gotten more than 5,000 artifacts from the bottom of the ocean. We've got about 125 here because there are a lot of duplications, of course, especially things like dishes and things like that.
Sure. So all the items that have been recovered outside of the Titanic.
That's correct.
Wow. And still, there was a tremendous amount. That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, recollect of that sort, you know, the ship actually broke in half. So a lot of things just spilled out, you know, onto the ocean floor.
Sure. So that's what we're coming down there. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be live on the radio again. You know, Tut, a lot of people were just totally amazed that we came all the way down there to Columbia,
right,
and did that live walkthrough when we were there in the spring. But that sure was a lot of fun, and
it
people really enjoyed it.
It was fun for us, too, Ann, and we're glad you did. And, of course, that just proves that, you know, anybody that comes to the State Museum, it's well worth the trip. You know, it's not that far from Greenwood, and you can see so much. We have four big floors, a floor of art, a floor of history, floor of science and technology, and a floor of natural history. So there's really something for everybody. There's a lot of hands-on things, changing exhibits. And we also have, Ann, a lot of weekend activities and programs and things like this that we're known for. We call them our signature events. And actually, one of them is coming up this Saturday.
What is that, Tut?
That is the summer edition of our Museum Roadshow. And this is very much like the PBS Antiques Roadshow. People come in and they bring objects that they've owned, that they've found, that they want to know more about. And we have expert appraisers to tell them about these objects. They give them informal verbal appraisals of what it might be worth. But not only that, the history of things and what they are and that kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of people that maybe find things in flea markets, or they found something in the attic or the basement that had been there a long time and they didn't know what it was, or their aunt or their grandmother left them something and they want to know more about it. You know, so these people can tell you not only approximately what it may be worth, but also, you know, about the history of some of these things or what they are, what they were used for. And the interesting thing, too, is, and it's become so unpopular, we used to do it once a year, but now we do it twice a year because people just keep coming out of the woodwork with these objects, and they have a curiosity about them. And the neat thing, you can actually stand there in line and see what other people have as well as what you have, and you can learn about their objects as well. You can talk to them, and, of course, you can listen to the person ahead of you being evaluated, that their objects being talked about. So you can really have a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's see, I understand tickets are $20 for the first item, $30 for two items, and it goes all the way up to $40 for four items.
That's right.
Is the max, right?
That's right. Four items is the maximum, and the more you bring, you know, the more inexpensive it gets. So, and, of course, if you're a museum member, then you get a discount off those prices, too. So it's a really great deal because you can't take something for a formal appraisal somewhere else and get it nearly that
Absolutely.
That inexpensively. So it's a great great event, and yeah, people just really love it. They keep coming out for it, and it goes from 9:30 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can just buy your ticket there on site. Ticket sales are from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and you get a dollar off. They'll give you a little sticker there if you're bringing things for antiques, not Antiques Roadshow, but Museum Roadshow, and you'll get a dollar off admission to the Titanic exhibit as well, which is an extra charge in addition to a regular admission. So it's just going to be a good day and a good deal for everybody.
That's right. And you've got some great experts there that will be coming from all over the state to help with this. So this is excellent. Now, Tut, in the past, I mean, how long a wait is it to be able to get through it? You know, with the PBS Roadshow, we see people lined up. How does it work down there at the museum?
Right. It's not that long away, but it obviously depends on what you bring in and what time of day, you know, and that kind of thing. Probably the late morning toward lunchtime is more crowded than, say, the later afternoon, that kind of thing. And it depends on what you've got. We have about eight experts at different tables, and they're going to be looking at the different subjects of fine art. One of them is silver and estate jewelry, pottery, furniture, books, textiles and dolls, decorative arts, and military artifacts. So particularly World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, and even Civil War. So it depends on what you've got and you know, who else is there. But I don't think anybody's ever waited for like 2 or 3 hours, anything like that. And it's more probably like an hour or less. Sometimes it might be just, you know, 5 or 10 or 15, 20 minutes. But as I say, people have always been entertained while they're standing in line because they're talking to other people in line, seeing what they've got, and discussing their artifacts with them and listening on to the people ahead of them. So it's always been a very pleasing event, and we're looking forward to another one.
Absolutely. Well, if people want to get ticket information, the telephone number is?
898-4952. That's area code 803, 898-4952. And, of course, you can look it up on our website, which is a very easy one to remember because it's just our name, SouthCarolinaStateMuseum.org.
.org. Now, that's two events. So we've got the Titanic down there. We've got this event coming up this Saturday. And then what's coming up, what is it, August 5th, on
August
a Sunday.
August 5th, we have a Titanic tea, afternoon tea. And this is, as a matter of fact, one of our experts from the Museum Roadshow is named Dawn Corley. She's known as the Charleston Silver Lady. She's an expert on silver in China, particularly silver. And she's going to be displaying gorgeous displays of antique China and porcelain, silver, and seasonal decorations from her collection, and we're going to have a tea, a formal tea like they would have had in the days of the Titanic. And you can come and hear her talk. She's going to give a lecture on silver and China and things of this particular period. And after the talk, of course, a tea with the savory tea sandwiches and wonderful pastries and tea cakes and desserts and things, and of course a selection of hot and cold teas. And so it's going to be a really fun event. We had one about a month ago, and it was very well attended, and it was really a lot of fun. It says $40 for the general public or $35 for museum members, and it was just a really big time. And that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, August the 5th. And we've even got something else going on. You know, that points out, Ann, that we have events at the museum regularly that have to do with our exhibits. And, of course, this has to do with the Titanic. We have another Titanic-related event actually coming up this Thursday afternoon. That is a movie. We are showing the 1952 classic movie Titanic, not the one with Leo DiCaprio, but the older one with Barbara Stanwyck, Clifton Webb, and Robert Wagner. So that's going to be a big time. And, you know, the Titanic, I think they've made movies about the Titanic ever since it happened. I think they were probably silent movies about the Titanic. But until Leo came out with his, this was the biggie, the well-known, most well-known movie, Titanic, with Barbara Stanwyck. And we're going to be showing that at 1:30 Thursday the 19th, which is what, tomorrow?
Yeah.
And it's also free with your regular admission, or if you're a member, you get in free anyway, and the movie is free, so that's no additional charge, although you can buy drinks and snacks if you wish to watch the movie with. And so that's just another one of the great events that we have that are going on with the Titanic exhibit and other events that go along with our other exhibits. So there's always something new to see and do at the South Carolina State Museum. That's the wonderful thing about it. It's always changing. It's never static. Even though we have, of course, some of our permanent exhibits are our old reliables and well-loved things like the shark and the train and the plane. You'll always find those there, but, of course, we change exhibits periodically on three of our four floors, and so we've got other new exhibits to talk about this afternoon as well.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Tut, we certainly are looking forward to coming down this afternoon. You know, it's just, an hour, maybe an hour and a half to get down there to the museum.
Right.
Easy to get to. Now, where's the museum at, Tut?
We are right downtown Columbia, straight down the street, Gervais Street, from the State House. So if you know where the State House is, you just go down toward the river. And we're right beside the Congaree River. We're the last thing on the right before you cross the Congaree River into West Columbia. So if you're at the State House, just go down the hill, straight west, and you can't miss it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we'll be looking forward to coming down there to see the Titanic exhibit and see what else we can get into while we're there.
All right.
And, of course, you'll be guiding us on our tour of
Absolutely.
The South Carolina State Museum.
It will be my pleasure, Ann. Looking forward to it as well.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for calling in this morning, Tut.
All right. Thank you, Ann. See you this afternoon.
All right. Sounds great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.